guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
We're a rap. Also a great name. Also starring in Mean Girls, the remake.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I obviously.
She just put out
although,
a song. She just put out a song with Megan Thee Stallion.
It's okay. Not my fault you're in love with me.
Good. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know. How do we?
What's up, everyone? Hello.
There's so many things I want to tell you.
Oh, well, I would just like to say, Florida, I don't know if we're supposed to continue
to bully you,
but if those shows are sold out, consider yourself bullied.
Consider this our last talking to you.
Wait, you know what?
You're
we
dead
to show up. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Definitely kidding.
Love you, Florida. Honestly, we'll be back in the summer, maybe. Offer a vacation or something.
Will we?
No, I just like to vacation there.
It's not my favorite place to vacation, I'll be honest.
Well, you didn't go to the right spot.
Well,
you
it's
so
not
so terribly the wrong spot.
No. It's not just because of the rocky beaches. Well, that's not it.
You drove there too.
The drive was not bad.
Really?
I truly did not mind the drive. It's just I don't like Florida. See, here's the thing. I went to Florida so often when Shane was living there.
Oh, you got Florida trauma.
I just don't think I like hot.
It's really hot. Mm. It's suffocatingly hot.
Suffocating.
No breathing.
Come to our show or else.
Stop.
I can't say
don't
that.
Do that. Don't say that.
You can't say that for sure.
Well, that's where my mind went. And I apologize.
That's
to
just
everybody.
A song.
It's not a threat.
That's just a song.
So
it's just
goofy.
A song. Relax.
I'm being silly. What I do want to tell you is I know that I've been trying to bully you into watching The Sims streams that
yes.
I watch. But it's too far gone. It's fine. You don't get it. There's so much lore. You will never understand.
And that's fine.
And that's okay. Pixarella, everybody.
I think it's better that I don't. Because there's
Hang
also
on.
Certain things that I don't, that you don't watch.
Hang on.
Okay.
Because Mondays, she started doing Love Island.
I know.
And if you don't catch it on TikTok, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays. They are on YouTube. But she has the genie, fucking Merida from Brave.
Okay.
Little Red Riding Hood is in there.
I'm assuming,
Gaston.
I'm assuming all of these characters are of age.
They are all of age. They're all aged up to young adults.
Okay.
And they're all in bikinis and stilettos. It's amazing.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure Merida's a child.
Oh, it's yeah. No.
Not
so
that
is
I,
Little Red Riding Hood.
I was going to say, and the genie
it's not real.
Is 1,000. He's very old.
Well, Mother Gothel's in there too.
Oh.
It's a real shakeup because of Merida.
Mother Gothel.
Oh, wait, no, that's Tangled. Fuck. I don't know my Disney. So Mother Gothel's there. Okay, but she's
and?
Separate. They're not in the island yet. So she's got a separate
What's
house.
What's Mandy Moore's princess?
Tangled.
Well, that's not her name. It's not her name.
Rapunzel.
Yes.
Rapunzel's
oh my God,
not
that's
there.
Like a classic.
It is a classic.
It's like a Cinderella Snow White kind of princess.
Mandy Moore does the voice?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No, I really, that's honestly one I never watch.
That's one I know for sure because Mandy Moore was one of Shane's first crushes. And so every time she's in anything, does anything, I look at him sideways. And I was like, are you going to fuck this cartoon? Is that what you're doing? That's weird. That's a child. You're gross. And
but
he's like, I was just
it.
Doing the dishes, minding my own business.
Why did you attack me like this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot. Marjorie Targaryen. No, she's not a Targaryen. Who's she? Marjorie from the Game of Thrones.
I thought you were going to say Marjorie Taylor Greene. I was like, weird.
Honestly?
Weird. Hey, that's me pitching that you put Congress in Love Island.
Well, what's fun is she has a Discord that has a whole channel full of suggestions for people that can go in there. Yasmin, one of the Bratz dolls.
Okay.
There's also, who the fuck was just, Little Red Riding Hood is in a three-way love triangle with Lou. He's a creature. He's in an original Sim. But he's a werewolf.
Okay.
And so he's a Sim character, but
right.
he's also been in the Shrekiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Snow White was there for a little bit, too.
Right.
She brought germs. She was striped and germy. It was gross. We were like, get out of here with your plague ass, bitch. We voted her out day one. Kronk and Kuzco. Kuzco got voted out day two. I'm telling you all of these. I'm sorry. Because you also get to vote.
Wait a minute. Is he dressed in a llama costume or no?
No.
That's
no.
a missed He's, opportunity.
That was.
Oh my God. Bring Kuzco back as the llama.
Oh, shit. There you go. I know.
He's like, guess who's back, motherfuckers? But he's dressed as the llama from University.
Yes, University. Yeah, because it would be like, talk about llama stuff. And there's a lot of llama stuff.
Yeah, a lot of llama lore. Sims.
I don't know what that's about.
Me neither.
It's fine. It's like, imply your mother is a llama.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so it's been a really fun, weird experience, but that's every Monday. And so if that's something more your speed, I will say you don't have to know everything about the Shrek stuff, but that's been a really fun, I feel like I get to be more a part of, we've voted people in the Boom Boom Room, and then you can go to her Patreon and watch it uncensored, which I did.
You are
and that's what I know. I'm a fucking perv.
I love the hyperfixation right now that you have.
I can't be stopped. It's a problem.
I just remembered what I was going to tell you.
Tell me. Oh, yeah, because you said, don't let me tell this before. I need to tell it on the podcast.
First of all, you said it like whatever I'm about to tell you is not as good as I think it is.
No.
And to be fair, now I feel like maybe it's not.
No, I said it like, this is what you do to me every time. And you make me fucking.
What you do to me. Okay. All right.
You make me just sit here and wander.
You make me wander.
Keep that energy for what we're going to do later.
Okay. So I have had an illness. Okay.
Boy,
I've had a cough. I had medication prescribed to me by my doctor. I was supposed to be taking it. I only found out today that I was taking not the medication that he gave me. And so I was doubling up on something I shouldn't have been doubling up on. Okay. That's neither here nor there, but it will explain why my cough was still coughing. Okay. I have had this lingering cough. It's not really, it's not like bad. It's just kind of like when I get a little bit of phlegmy, I just be coughing sometimes.
You gotta get that shit up.
Right. But I've been peeing every time I cough. And sometimes it's a lot.
Mm.
Okay. So I fully pee my pants. Mm-hmm. Okay. Coughing. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking to the toilet as it's happening. I'm like, oh my God, I'm peeing. Oh my God. I'm like narrating out loud.
That you're pissing yourself
right now.
That
I'm pissing as I'm coughing as I'm walking to the toilet.
Yeah.
So I say to Shane, hey, can you give me something?
I need new pants.
I pee my pants. Okay. I'm sitting here on the toilet in the basement. Can you give me something? Now, what you should also know is that Shane's closet is in the basement.
Yes.
There was a time where Shane and I, we thought my dad was going to be moving in with us. And so Shane and I were going to move all of our stuff to the basement so my dad could have a room upstairs, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But in the process, we just thought, you know what? It's better for Shane's stuff to be down here and my stuff to be upstairs because I got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got this beautiful wardrobe downstairs. I thought because I'm at the downstairs toilet, he's just going to like hop over to his stuff and just grab me pants or shorts or something. Mm. He goes upstairs. What he comes down with is a crocheted thong.
What?
And he holds it up.
Why do you have it?
First of all, it's not this big. I don't know why I held it.
He holds it up. It's basically a banner.
He holds it up to me like this. And he goes like this. And I go, I pissed my pants. What am I going to do with a thong?
And a crocheted one at that. Those don't hold any moisture.
No. And you're probably wondering, why do you have a crocheted thong?
And that was the first thing I thought.
There was a really cute set online that I saw, and I didn't realize it was crocheted. It was just like brown.
Sure.
And I thought that it was like a waffle texture. And then when I got it, I was like, that is a crocheted thong. And so it is like
there's nothing more uncomfortable than yarn up your ass. And I know that from
It was lined. But
sure.
All I keep thinking, that's like my emergency thong. That is like worst case scenario, which I guess in his mind, he thought emergency thong. This is an emergency. You feed your pants. Here's this thong. And I go, so your plan is for me to just slip those on and go about my business? I was just playing with the kids. You didn't even bring
back in there. No pants.
No pants, just a thong.
What am I, fucking Tarzan?
I go, you didn't bring pants with it? Like, you brought no.
Just the thong.
Just the thong.
Walk around in this, babe.
He was like, well, I thought like you only peed in your underwear. And I was like, I said I peed my pants. My pants. All of it. All of it's done.
Soaked in piss.
All of it's done for. And he's like, I don't know. I said, and you chose a thong out of all of the things. You're going to bring me underwear of some kind. You committed to that being the solution. And you chose a thong? And he was like, there was no other bottoms in there. He goes, there's just tops. First of all,
what?
It's a bra. Okay. Don't call it a top. Second of all, what are you saying to me right now? So I go up later.
That's Corey's favorite thing to say when he thinks I'm being silly. He goes, what are you fucking saying to me right now?
I say, could you just toss me a pair of your shorts? Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah. So he goes, gives me a pair of basketball shorts. I put them on. I go upstairs. I start pulling like
so
boy
underwear.
Short underwear out of the drawer.
He thought and that was a bra.
No, he goes, I've just never seen you wear those. And I go, and you've seen me wear the crochet thong? I feel like there was a motive here. Let's just be clear about it. Okay?
He wanted to see my fucking ass.
Oh my God. I just pee-peed my pants and you think this is the time for me to display my ass cheeks to you?
I thought we were going to role play.
Role play what? I'm a filthy, stinky dumpster diver who just pissied my panties? Ew.
In a crochet thong.
I crocheted this together from the stuff I found in the dumpster.
Because I pissed in all my other clothes.
Hey, send me into Love Island, Pixarella.
No, honestly, that'd be so fun.
Put us in there. Make sure I'm wearing my crochet thong. I never leave home without it.
Hey, honestly, what I think she said she might do is, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I'm not going to. Never mind. But just know there could be an opportunity if someone's on a Patreon to maybe see yourself. I don't know.
Oh, fun.
It could be. So could be. That would be fucking fun.
That's fun.
Because I like to put myself in my own Sims games, but then I care about myself too much that I can't actually do anything wild with my Sim because I just care about it's me.
Right.
And I think it would be really funny if I was just in someone else's Sims game for a minute and then wild fucking shit happened.
Well, I remember somebody was
Someone else played with me.
Someone made us in The Sims. Remember someone tried to make the setup?
Send us. Oh, that's right.
But I don't remember watching anyone play
story.
With us.
I need to see the storyline. Like, what do you think I'd do on a day to day?
Or what would you do if you were controlling me? Part of me is like, I don't know that I want to know, but there's another part of me that's like, I would watch.
Is it weird that I'm like, I do. Yeah. That's exactly what I want.
It would be something where I would
watch.
It'd be something where I'd watch like this, which is exactly how I watched that show that I told you to watch.
Which was?
Naked Attraction.
You know, we've had people. And you all are looking at me like, I fucking messaged you guys to watch that. Yes, I remembered after you said it that we have had messages of people being like, you need to watch that. I didn't know, you guys, what you were fucking sending us into. I still haven't watched it. I have too many little eyes that are around all the time.
I have watched so many episodes.
And you see full peener.
You see full everything.
Bushes? How's the bush situation? What's
bush?
Pubic hair like nowadays, everybody?
Well, I think the ones I was watching are maybe like older episodes.
Okay.
And like, if you've been on the show, I'm sorry. And I hope this doesn't like land the way that it might land. However, I feel like the people that I've seen on this show are exactly the kind of people I think would just put themselves naked in a tube to be displayed on television.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
A little bit.
So if you don't know what Naked Attraction is, essentially, there are five people in tubes, okay?
Tubes?
Tubes. So there's
like Augustus Gloop.
Yes. But it's colorful and you can't see through it. You can just see the shadow, the outline, the silhouette of the body inside, okay?
You didn't explain this to me. You didn't tell me there was tubes.
I know. There's tubes. So you can't see in the tube initially, okay? So then... Then they say, all right, what are you looking for in a partner? Obviously, there's British accents, but what are you looking for in a partner? What are you normally into? What were you trying to accomplish by being on this show, by dating someone without even really getting to know them? They're just naked and you're choosing based on how they look.
What? That's the fucking premise?
That's the premise. So as soon as they're like, yeah, this is what I'm looking for and this is what hasn't worked out previously, so I'm excited, blah, 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 blah. They say, lift the tubes. So they lift the tubes only up to like the hips.
Wait, so you see genitalia first?
Yes.
That's it?
Dicks first. Except, I think it was in the first episode that I watched, there was a person who was bi, and so there was dick and vagina.
Hello.
There's
I
just
like that. But the dicks aren't hard, probably. They're just flaccid penis.
Some of them I was questioning if they were hard. Some of them, that was the first time I had seen an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, welcome.
And also, so they go up. Okay, let me just say this, okay? Because they're all just in their natural form, all right? The most natural form that they could be in. One of the guys had an elephant tattoo, and the trunk was his dick. Exactly. Okay? So, and he also had,
That's
bionic
genius.
Is not the word. Leg.
He was
an amputee, so he had...
Robotic? No,
that
can't be right.
That's what I mean. What's the... He had a
prosthetic
legs.
I'm honestly so fucking sorry if any of that was offensive. I was just thinking metal and I couldn't think of what the word was.
And
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So
let
us know if any of those words are no-nos. We'll tell everyone else. Don't fucking say them. But so he's got a prosthetic leg. He's got an elephant tattoo dick trunk. All right.
Oh, is this the same guy?
Same guy. Lot to look at, lot to consume there.
Honestly,
okay?
I'm into it. So, honestly, that's my pick.
I don't know. I think he won.
Okay.
And by I think, I mean, I know. That's not something you forget. But I don't know if it was on this episode or if it was like a different grouping, but literally they walk up to the tubes.
And they wonk, wonk.
They don't touch, but they talk about them.
To and their dick?
For fucking sure they can hear you in the tube. Because they even ask you to turn around. And like, I remember the one girl was
see
like, oh,
ass?
he's got like a bubble butt. He's got like a delicious little rumper. And the guy like grabbed his butt and like flicked it for her. I'm not fucking kidding. Okay. I'm
you
not.
Spread those cheeks. Cause that's
I'm
what,
not
first
fucking
exaggerating. Cheeks.
Some people were like, that's a very hairy butt. Like, and I feel
yeah,
some type
well,
of way about
what?
It.
We have them. We out here. Hairy butt club.
Well,
fuck you.
Well, people, hey, it is what it is. How about they walk up and the girl's like, that's a lot of foreskin. That's a lot. That is a lot of foreskin. And then one time they were like, that's a lot. Hey, I'm a small person. That's a lot of dick. I am intimidated by that dick. I am rejecting you.
And I agree. And I agree. And I agree.
In the beginning, you see just penises. Someone is rejected and kicked out just on that.
Just on their genitalia.
Just on their genitalia.
This is what reality TV was supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen.
So they're like, all right, orange tube. I don't like your dick.
Get
out of here. And so they have
get a dick out of here.
Then they lift the rest of the tube up. You see the entirety of the person. The person walks out butt ass naked. And they're like, thank you for your time. Sometimes they hug. That's weird.
Wait, is the person picking naked?
No.
Oh, God.
wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
So they leave. Then they're like, okay, lift up the tubes. Now they lift up
to titties.
To the shoulders. So now you see chest to feet.
Yeah.
Sometimes titties.
Hey.
And you know what? It's very interesting because sometimes you see the genitalia and then they go up to the torso and you're like, I did not picture that. That's what you look like. That is a different belly.
Your top doesn't match your bottom.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah, because sometimes they're just like jacked, but their legs were really tiny.
Oh,
or like,
oh, we know. We all know a motherfucker who skipped leg day.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
And so it's very interesting to be like, I was not expecting that. Or like all of a sudden you've got giant knockers. Like, where did those come from?
Yeah. Tell me where I can find them.
So then, or like all of a sudden this person has a bunch of tattoos. And you're like, I wasn't expecting that.
Corey always says that
long
when he
hair.
Sees me naked because he's like, I always forget how many tattoos you have because they're all kind of centered in my torso.
Yeah.
That I don't show often. Mm-hmm. So when I'm naked, he's like, God damn, Sierra.
You got tattoos at the wazoo.
A lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. So then after someone's eliminated from mm-hmm. the chest, again, they walk up and talk about it. One time they walk up and they're like, I've never seen areolas that color. I've never seen them where they just blend right into the chest. And I wanted to be like, oh, really? Because, hey,
have I got some areolas for you?
That'd be me.
What about nipple hair?
Well, I don't know. Some of them. One guy eliminated a girl because of her toes. He's like, your nails are done, but your toes are not. Get to step in. And she was like, that's fair. Because he was like really into feet. But like he was like, I didn't have a foot fetish, but like I'm into your feet. And okay. I'm like, that's a foot fetish, homie. But yeah. Someone else did have chameleon nipples like me, blend right into the skin. It is what it is. Whatever. Nice. But after they eliminate someone, again, lift it up. Now you see their head. Now sometimes you hug, or sometimes they just walk off. And so you just watch a naked person walk by you. So then there's three people left. Okay. And so now they lift all the way up. So you're just staring at these people.
Fully naked.
Fully naked. Okay.
I cannot wait to watch this.
And you are just staring at them. And then they talk. And so there's
you got really good.
So they're like, you have to say one thing that you like about yourself and one thing that you're not confident in about your body.
Well, now my chameleon nipples are
that's new insecurity. Definitely. So the person who's like choosing the date is basically like trying to guess to see like, okay, you look like this. I anticipate your voice sounds like this. And sometimes they can lose it on that. They're just I don't fucking like how you talk. That was not what I thought.
Voices are number one for me. That's why Corey sounds like Seth Rogen. Immediate yes for me.
Immediate yes. So after you hear them talk, kick one of them to the curb. Now there's two people left. Okay. They step down. The host looks at you and then says, all right, go get naked. So then the chooser goes and gets naked.
Becomes the choosy.
Comes back butt naked. And now all three of them are staring at each other butt naked. And the people who have been naked waiting to be chosen now get to look at the person who is doing the judging. And normally they're all just like, nice.
Fucking nice.
And then the person chooses. All right, I'd like to take you on a date. Sometimes they leave holding hands. And that's fucking weird because you're just watching two naked people and their little butts moving. They've never talked before in their lives or seen each other with clothes on. Just walking away holding hands.
Yeah.
And then they cut to them at a date
with
clothes on. They're like, oh, it's fancy seeing you clothed. Yeah. They have a
date.
Didn't
recognize you without your dick out.
Yeah. And then they cut to them like a month later. Every single couple that I've seen so far, they all look so fucking happy.
Really?
I don't know how this works.
The science behind it.
I'm so intrigued by it. And not only that, but like initially, because you're not used to seeing naked people, it's very jarring. But by the end of it, you're so desensitized to bodies. And like, it almost just makes you. I remember looking at myself after and being like, well,
I'm just a person.
I'm just a person.
I feel that.
Yeah.
That's whenever I talked about
it. So it's a really wholesome show that you guys should watch with your families.
Don't watch it with your families.
Not, I didn't say kids.
Watch your with parents. Your parents.
Oh my God. It's really healing.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
No, but what I was about to say was about Corey's mom seeing me naked. So because she works as a nurse in an OB, you know, she delivers babies. That's her fucking whole job. When she was there when I delivered my daughter, and I remember being like, well, your mom saw me naked. And she was like, honestly, I don't remember any of it, if that makes me feel
better. A
body's
a body.
And I'm like, there's nothing you could have said that would have made me feel better than that, because I want to be unmemorable.
I want my body to just be a body. Yes, and I think
because it is.
I think that's what the show is teaching, is that it is. It is only just super memorable to you because you stare at it all the time hyper aware of it.
You're so focused on the fact that it's your fucking
chameleon
nipples.
Yeah. And I think that because I'm
watching hairy butt.
I'm watching these people be like, that's a very hairy ass, that's a very full bush, that's a lot of foreskin. All of a sudden it's like, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
If it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's okay.
That's what it is. It's not that it's bad. It's just like, that's not my preference.
Yeah.
Okay, but do tell me about the pubes. I need to know, what is everyone doing these days?
Different. Everyone's different.
I love that.
Yes.
Because I hated back in the...
There were some guys who were like completely bald and people were like, I hate that. That's too much friction.
I don't like it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But...
Did I take hair cutting scissors? Hey, you guys let me know. Is this cheating? I cut my bush with hair cutting scissors yesterday. I know I said I wasn't going to cut my hair in 2024, and I haven't.
I didn't specify.
Is that okay? Can I treat my little flower like a topiary? Or is that...
I think it's more healthy that you do.
Okay. Well, because I have been my favorite form of self. I don't want to say harm because I don't think I'm causing harm, but I'm definitely not doing it because it feels good. is plucking my pubic hair.
Sure.
Right at the line, right up top.
That's good.
So I pluck it for about an inch, and then I've been cutting the rest of it with scissors.
Yes. Detail it out a little more. Let us really know what all the folds are like.
Hey. Too much foreskin. I was watching, I'm editing a lot of stuff for the clips for the tour, mm-hmm. and I was watching part of it last night, and Shane is, from one of the angles, Shane is like crouched down near the fire, and he goes, now that's a fire crotch, because his legs are parted just slightly and the fire's coming through, and I was like, not the time.
Not now.
Hey, that's my gig. Get out.
There's only one fire crotch around these lands.
That's what I know. Anyway.
Okay, so that
you
kind
were gonna,
of...
You were going to use bushes as a transition?
Well, I was going to, kind of, because I remember back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, Bush was all the rave. That's what I know. George W.
I was going to say, are we talking W and senior or...
Just W. Jed? But also... Yeah.
Is it Jed? Judd? Judd Bush? Jed Bush. Jed?
Who are we? What's happening?
There's a brother.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the other Bush. Brother, other Bush.
Brother Bush.
I don't know enough about him. Here's what I thought. Okay, so I saw a TikTok. I know everybody watches the Basement Yard TikToks. I don't watch the whole podcast. So if they did this, apologies. I just got the idea based on a 1 minute clip that he showed. Frankie was saying the top songs that are turning 20 this year, or just a bunch of songs.
Yep.
And they were all fucking good. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
So I had like, fuck it.
Yes.
Fuck what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it had Pieces of Me.
Yep.
Break. That's Ashley Simpson. Breakaway.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. By Usher. Mm-hmm. Fucking bangers. And so I was like,
what the fuck was happening in 2004?
Else? Yeah, is turning 20. Like, what else was going on then? And I thought it'd be a fun little episode. I ended up finding a BuzzFeed article. You know, we love this.
We love a BuzzFeed listicle.
We haven't done a BuzzFeed listicle in a minute.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought that would be a fun little thing that we could do that wouldn't be so heavy, but also could be like a, damn, this is kind of our childhood. But also, if you're one of our younger listeners, you're not 20 yet, just know that we're about to tell you how fucking wild shit was.
Here's the thing. I feel like this is either going to be nostalgic for you or it's going to be inspiration, because I think this is, what is it? Like a 10 to 20 year cycle for trends coming back
in.
So here, Gen Z.
Oh, there's got to be some.
Or Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
I doubt we're talking to Gen Alpha.
I don't know. We got some pretty young people.
How long does Gen Z go?
I don't know.
Someone will tell us. Yeah. Also, if there's
I thought that was the library calling me. I think it's the school, so I'm not going to answer it. But I was like, why the fuck is the library calling me? What have I done to you now?
Your buckets, pasta. If there's any kind of like 6 degrees to Frankie and Joey, let us know, because we love them and we've been compared to them so many times.
And
they are one of my favorite podcasts to listen to on the drive.
Very funny.
From Pennsylvania to Ohio. Like,
really?
I mean, I'll listen to you otherwise, but like.
You're only for that.
Yeah, because I remember I was listening. I think I was listening to the episode where you talked about Kid Rock and Bud Light when I was getting ready one day. But I really, it's a 2-hour drive from Shane's family in Pennsylvania to Ohio. And so we can get a good like 2 episodes in.
Nice. Well, so
and it's something we both like.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's good for the whole family.
It's fun for the whole family.
So I was first of all curious, because I'm like, what other songs? I know that can't be it. And there were so many good songs. So here's a couple more.
I don't think people realize what social media has done to the music industry.
It's crazy. It's probably good, because now it doesn't have to be that you have to come from a certain place to get discovered. Anybody can have a hit song.
Or you don't have to rely on the radio to like present you with what music is popular. Like, you get to kind of curate your listening to your taste with like Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that, or even YouTube Music. But we had like iconic artists that were
iconic.
Like, this is who is up and coming. And so, yes, it did make it more difficult for more independent artist.
But also then you knew everything about that artist because goddamn, there was celebrity obsession like at an all time. Yes. Now I feel like it's more influencer.
Yep.
Less celebrity. But back then it was like if you were a celebrity with like a hit song, we also knew everything about you because mm-hmm. the paparazzi was obsessed with
that's
people.
What the world told us to be like focused on. Yes. It's like, okay, here is this week's it girl or yes. it boy or it thing.
It thing. We started off 2004 with the number one song, Hey Ya. It was just
Outcast?
Transitioning. Yes. Yes. I'm saying bangers.
Did I ever tell you about the guy who sang Hey Ya to me in a lounge?
Huh?
So
you might have actually.
So there was this guy who I can only describe to those who've watched Boy Meets World as the guy who Topanga went on a date with from the art gallery.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Okay. He came into the lounge that my friend or my roommate Alicia and I were studying in and he had his guitar.
Yep.
And he was like, can I play something for you guys? And we were like, sure. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm in a rom-com now. Sure, yeah. I'll marry you.
Yeah.
So he comes in with his guitar starts singing an acoustic version of Hey Ya that he tells me he wrote. Do you know how many times I've heard that acoustic version uh-huh. of Hey Ya
uh-huh.
covered by so many different people?
Yeah.
I don't care. I still believe it came from him.
Doesn't matter.
But he's singing it and my roommate's just like, okay, wanting to get back to studying because I think she was like trying to be a nurse.
Sure.
And here I am just like, waiting
no I'm really
waiting for
though.
My main character moment to take off and I think that this is it mm-hmm. that this white boy is
with a guitar gonna solve all your problems
mm-hmm.
How'd that work out?
I never saw him again. I don't even know his name.
He disappeared into the wind.
That was it. He sang Hey Ya and disappeared.
Well, not only did we have that was also the number one listened album of the year was Confessions by Usher. Again, Burn Confessions Part 2. I'm saying
no. When I tell you I was fucking raised by Usher, Alicia Keys,
whatever year this was had such a fucking impact.
Listen, you shouldn't have done this. You don't know what's gonna do to me.
Are you ready? Here we go. This isn't even all of it. We're gonna get into pop culture moments here in a few, but also Drop It Like It's Hot.
Is that where your like obsession with Snoop came in?
I think so, yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, I have a crush on Snoop.
I do. Gasolina. Float On by Modest Mouse. All in the same year. Goodies by Sierra.
Not my goodies.
Holla Back Girl. I'm... Leave, Get that Out like by JoJo.
Get out.
Leave. She was 13.
Do you know I know that?
Yeah.
Because again.
You thought it could be you.
Yes. I was, because she was the youngest person
yes.
at the time to come out and like be charting and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, that could have been me. It could have been me if I had the support that was needed in order for me to be a musician.
Yep.
All because my mom didn't take me to that Oscar Mayer Wiener audition when I was like 6 years old.
You fucking asshole.
I was like, why didn't you do that? And she's like, I didn't think you cared, Jerry. You totally weren't into it. And I was like, well, now I'm an adult and I wish you would have. I think about that wiener all the time. Why didn't you take me, mom? She's like, too much foreskin.
The bush was huge. I mean, in 2004, Bush was on top of his game. Let Me Love You
not
by
really.
Mario.
Not really. That's a couple years after 9/11.
Yeah, he still was. He won the re-election in 2004. We're going to get into that.
Doesn't feel like on top of the game, though. Feels like just top of the landslide.
He won of John Kerry was the other guy. Was
No. I don't mean...
Landslide? Are you talking about the chicks?
No.
Because they really fucked him up.
Yes, they did.
They did.
I'm not ready to make nice. No. What I mean is... The economy, like the country
oh, no,
that
no,
he
no,
was
no, no,
running
no, no,
was
no,
on
he
a...
was it was in and also well we're gonna get into it.
I'm sorry. You brought up Bush.
I'm sorry. Well, you brought up Wiener. How am I not supposed to segue?
I can't help what happens when we start talking about Bush.
Let Me Love You, Mario. Live Like You Were Dying, Tim McGraw. Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Coming out of my head.
On the Way Down, Ryan Cabrera.
Is Teddy Geiger in there? Because I feel
probably.
Like he probably was.
That was a good one. Over and Over, Nelly.
That's so good.
So good.
With Tim McGraw.
Yes.
Don't forget that feature.
I know it.
Over and Over Again.
Now can you keep it from you? Redneck Woman. So bad. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
All in the same fucking year?
All in the same year. Since You've Been Gone and Breakaway from Kelly Clarkson. Fucking bangers. The Reason by Hoobastank. Do you remember how fucking everywhere that song was?
Hoobastank.
And Yuba.
Yuba.
Meba?
I don't stank. Hoobastank.
Not Meba stank.
Hoobastank. Not
Meba stank.
And the reason is, yeah. Have you seen that meme lately that's like, Jesus died for a reason? And the reason is, yeah.
Okay, okay. But now we're going to do a couple more just like things that happened around the world.
Why do I feel like Creed also had a song come out in 2004?
I don't know about Creed. Probably. I mean, goddamn. Hold on, wait. There's more.
The news today.
Wake Me Up When September Ends. Green Day.
Holy shit.
Tipsy. Jaquan.
Her money in the
Here room. Without You, Three Doors Down.
That was the first song that I ever slow danced with a boy to. I just told Shane that the other day. Yeah. And he goes, what a weird song to slow dance to. And I was like, it was at a Christian dance. It was held by a church for like teens.
So, My Immortal, Evanescence. Fucking great.
Oh, that's Bring Me to Life.
Dirt Off Your Shoulder, Jay-Z.
Go and brush your shoulders off.
And then I think... Are You Gonna Be My Girl, Jet? That was another big one.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Okay, now let me just tell you.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Did I tell you that there's a book that I read to my children called The Story of Rock? Okay.
Okay.
And
did you buy it when we were in LA?
No.
Okay.
And it rhymes, and I don't remember what the rhyme was before this page, but it talks about the white stripes. And it says, and who knew the white stripes weren't brother and sister after all?
No, they were married.
I know, but I think it's very fucking funny that in this book, they allude to the fact that everyone thought they were brother and sister, and then they were just like making out, and everyone was like, ooh. I think they're divorced now.
Yeah.
But
as is everyone from 2004. Okay, this is a big moment in 2004. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
On May 17th, 2004, gay marriage begins in Massachusetts, which is the first state in the country to legalize such unions. So 2004 was when we had our first legalized gay marriage in Massachusetts. Didn't expect that. Did not expect that.
What's up, Boston?
I'm saying. George W. Bush is reelected November 2nd. And he defeats John Kerry. And then also what happened that year is that Fahrenheit 9/11 came out. Do you remember that fucking movie?
Yes.
I never saw it. And now I want to.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. Wasn't it like super critical of how he handled it? Now it came out like, I think before the election, but he still won.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show how fucking like patriot were after that
yes.
Like almost he could do no wrong, even though everybody watched that movie and was like,
yeah,
that was kind of fucked up how that happened.
Can I tell you Creed's greatest hits came out in 2004?
Yes.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you were
Arms Wide Open. Yep, was on there.
Well,
I guarantee I had the CD, like, because my dad and I listened to a lot of music like that, and so
Creed.
Yeah,
it's divorced dad rock, dude.
Well, he's ahead of his time, I guess.
That's what they say. Okay, here we go.
Although,
what?
My parents might have been separated in 2004. They might have been.
Because we were, I don't.
What grade were we in?
Eighth? We had to be in, yeah.
Then yes, they were. He was practicing.
Wow. I'm
so sorry to my parents for when they listened to this. But a fact is a fact.
That is a fact.
That's the story.
Guess what the number one film, the biggest film of the year in 2004 was?
Passion of the Christ.
Close. No, it wasn't. But that did come out that year.
It did?
It did.
Don't I fucking know it? Why is 2004 like very clear in my head? Because my dad made me go see Passion of the Christ. And I said.
That was another one I refused to watch and did not see it.
He took me to the theaters when the theaters were still at the mall.
Yeah.
He's like, Jerry, you have to watch this movie. I was like, I don't like that you're taking me to a movie where I have to read the whole time. That feels like not a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, someday, Dad, I'm going to make you go to a movie. And you're going to sit and watch it like you made me. And I did that. I followed through on that in 2018.
And what did you take him to see?
The Greatest Showman.
Iconic.
I said, this is the greatest show. Come on. Come You're going to sit here and watch it.
Well, now that you just said Passion of the Christ, it makes what the movie that was number one really funny because it was Shrek 2.
Also known as Passion of the Christ.
My Bible. When I tell you that 2004 was an iconic year for sequels, Spider-Man 2 and Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban were the second and fourth highest grossing films of the year. So we were sequels, 2004.
Is Prisoner of Azkaban the second?
It's a third, but it is still a third. Okay.
Trilogy?
Prequel. Well, it's not because it's not a trilogy because there's like seven.
It's a third in the series.
It's a series. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
MySpace was the number one social media site, and at the beginning of the year would be the first social media site to get 1 million users. Oh. However, 2004 was also the year that Mark Zuckerberg co-launched Facebook, then known as the Facebook, at Harvard.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I feel like 2004 was a turning point.
Yeah.
It was a year.
That's what I'm saying. Google launched Gmail in beta form, though many people didn't think it was a real product because they announced it on April Fool's Day.
Why?
I don't know. It's like you could have held off one day.
Yeah.
Bratz were the hottest toy.
Okay.
Bratz dolls. I never played with Bratz dolls, maybe that's because we were in eighth grade. We were a little bit older then.
Yeah.
Apple released the iPod mini and everyone wanted one because they came in different colors finally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember the little pink
ones?
Yes,
I love them.
Apple also released the iPod Photo, which was the first iPod to have a color screen.
Okay.
I think I remember that as well.
I don't think I had that one. I did have the iPod mini, I think.
Yeah, I think you did.
I know.
Didn't you have it in green or something?
I had a little fat guy in green, but I had that when I was in high school.
Yes.
Because I used to have a book that we were reading in German.
You were playing solitaire, weren't you?
I would play solitaire. And the teacher would come over and she would stand next to me with her one glass eye and she would stare at me really closely. And she's like, so? And then she would ask me a question in German and I would answer in German. And I'd be like, Frau. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
And then I would flip back to my solitaire and just keep playing.
Turns out I have ADHD and I can do two things at once.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
I wish, you know what? I wish I could call her up right now and tell her that.
Well, you can't.
I certainly can't.
She's not anymore.
She's in Germany.
Yeah.
In the sky.
she's in the big Germany in the sky. Oh no. Livestrong bracelets were released.
Did you ever have the fake Livestrong bracelets that would get so fucking dirty and crusty and pilly?
I didn't have any Livestrong. My mom was like, we're not fucking buying rubber bracelets, you weird bitch. No.
Some of them were like, really expensive.
I know, it was weird.
If they were good, but if you bought the knockoff ones, they got really gross really fast and they would be discolored and they would just collect hair. And then you would just have this nasty fucking thing on your wrist. It's like germ band.
Sanitary fucking thing. For cancer.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie graced our TV screens on the first and second season of The Simple Life.
That's
which,
hot.
Which, honestly, I want to go back and rewatch that because that fucking show was so unhinged. It's so funny.
It's a beautiful.
Nicole. I just watched a clip of that and it reminds me of my friend Kristen so much. I told her. Because Nicole Richie is describing the type of men she likes. She's like, I like them real pale and lanky. And like, they have to look sick. And the woman's like, oh, Nicole. She's like, I want them to look like they're drained of blood. And Kristen is like, that's my type.
I'm telling you, that is a genius, genius premise for a show.
Yeah, it really is.
It is taking two people out of their norm and putting them into a completely foreign situation and being like, okay, react to this.
Yeah.
And they did so in a way where they're like, I don't care if I'm good at this or not.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be here.
I remember Paris Hilton was just trying, at one point they were on a farm, she's trying to fuck the kid. Like, they're not the kid.
Don't you say that Paris Hilton's trying to fuck the kids.
No. Hide your kids, hide your cows.
It's Paris Hilton's coming to town. Or whatever.
They were the boys, but they were over 18.
Yes.
But they worked on the farm with their parents. And she was just like flirting with them the whole time. I was like, what's happening here?
Was there an episode where they were taking one of the farmers and they were trying to like make him
over?
Hot?
Yes. Yeah. It just got so funny.
Yeah.
One of the best-selling books of the year was The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah. There was drama about The Da Vinci Code.
Yes, there was. Because that came out in The Passion of the Christ, and everybody was like, The Da Vinci Code is evil.
Yes.
The Da Vinci Code is bad.
They talked about it at church.
Yeah, I know. They did that at my church, and I was like, I don't want to come here anymore. I really like that book.
I think I was required to go to church until I graduated high school.
Ugh.
And so every Saturday night or Sunday morning, whichever, when we would go, especially during that time, they were like, if you watch The Da Vinci Code or you read the book, you are actively saying a big fuck you to God. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, you might as well just put your middle fingers up to them. And they say, I don't give a flying fuck about you, Daddy Sky Creator.
Jeebus Christ.
Yeah.
They tried to tell me that with Harry Potter, and that's why I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to come here anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, Prisoner of Azkaban's a top movie, so fuck you.
I'm pretty sure we all sat down as a family and watched The Da Vinci Code, though. And then I remember looking and being like, so why were they not, like, why were we not supposed to?
Because it said that Christ fucked.
Did it?
That was the whole point of the book, was that he had sex with Mary Magdalene and like created a bloodline. Yes. Oops, spoiler. It's 20 years old, but
obviously I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that's kind of why they got like,
Tom
really
Hanks,
mad.
This is a national treasure, but for the Vatican with Tom Hanks. That's what this is.
Pretty much, yeah. But then, you know, it made Christians mad, so.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Yeah. Jude Law was named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Interesting.
And he's never done it for me.
No.
He looks like a goblin. You know what I mean? Like, I would meet him under a...
I can't wait for Jude Law to listen to this. He's like, who is this fucking...
This fucking ugly bitch. This
fucking chipmunk ass bitch telling
him
that
I'm a goblin.
What's a ghoul to a goblin?
I didn't say that a goblin was unattractive. I love Lord of the Rings. You fucking goblin ass a bitch.
I love Gringotts. Don't you ever say I don't.
But look at him.
Are they
I
goblins?
I think it's the
Gringotts?
Eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's his eyes because I feel like give him 2 days of no sleep, he would just look like...
Ghoulish?
He would look like Smeagol.
Give him a beard.
Then I'm fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's what I need. I just need a beard.
Yeah. If Schmeagol had a beard, I'd be down.
Honestly, kind of. Interesting. McDonald's got rid of supersizing that year, but they said the decision to phase it out had nothing to do with the
documentary.
Supersize me. Although, look at the supersizes. We now, that's like a medium.
Yes,
by the way.
That's true.
So
we just renamed a supersize a medium.
It's not even the largest thing you can get on the menu.
Mm-mm. I like that. I think it's in Switzerland, maybe, that there is a fry and a hamburger in a casing, and it says, this is the last
supersize
meal that was served in this country, because I think wherever it was at, McDonald's is no longer there anymore. So this was like the last purchased one, and it's just in a case, and you can see that it's just still a burger and still fries. I mean, they're like graying, but they're still
not decomposing.
Yeah, and they're not growing anything. So
that's upsetting.
Yeah.
They
just look like they're desaturated.
They're just drying out.
Yeah. I bet if you spray water on it, they
regrow.
They come back to color, come back to life.
For sure.
It's giving SpongeBob and Patrick at Sandy's house.
100%.
Yeah.
And 2004, World of Warcraft was released and would go on to become one of the biggest selling PC games of all time, selling over 14 million copies.
My husband is still playing.
Uh-huh. Crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, I get it, but I also don't.
I actively pretended to give a shit about that game whenever Shane and I first met.
I fucking love World of Warcraft.
It wasn't even that I said that I loved it. I was just like, what's this about? I was never... And this was
wrong.
True.
You shouldn't have asked that.
Well, I didn't know he was autistic at the time. So like, I didn't know that he knew so much and wanted to talk about it and was just waiting for someone to ask. But I think I just dropped on you guys that he's autistic. But I think maybe we've talked about it before, or like the hunch of it, but... Just know. we'd be diagnosing. But I remember walking in and he was playing it, and I was like, what is this? I was never allowed to have video games growing up. Like, I think I had a Game Boy and I played like one game on it. But mm-hmm. like, really, I don't know this stuff.
Right.
And he starts trying to explain it to me and immediately my brain does the go away thing. Yep. It goes on vacation. I'm not here.
I can't pay attention.
And
to
again,
that.
He doesn't care because all he was excited about was that someone asked him to talk about a special interest that he had.
He was like, I will.
And so I just sat there and I'm like, okay, go off, King. I'm just going to sit here and until you realize that I want to marry you and have your babies.
Yeah, yep. I'll be here.
The other day, I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I've been doing it the whole time. But the other day, I thought that I couldn't be more clear about the signs I was giving. I'm trying really hard to be a very clear communicator.
Yeah.
So much so that I said, I don't know why I'm acting like this. I might just be horny. Okay. So that is how fucking blatant I was. Okay. So I'm just in my room. I was working. I was editing stuff. But I was like, I thought he was going to come back in here. Like, where did he go? What's taking so long? Mm-hmm. So I walk downstairs and that motherfucker's playing WoW. He's playing the game. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, did I misread something? And I was like,
I couldn't have been more clear.
I don't understand how you did. I don't understand. What do you mean? And he was like, that's my bad. I really thought, I thought you were busy. And I was like, I was trying to get busy. What do you mean? This is one of those episodes that Gretchen was talking about where she's like, sometimes I turn it off when you talk about certain things.
You should. Yeah. And that's okay.
Don't worry, we're not having sex. He's playing WoW.
We'll never have sex again.
Thanks a lot. I hope you're happy. You never took it away from him.
In 2004, this is such an iconic moment. Howard Dean, who was running to be the Democratic presidential candidate, you tell me when you know, let out the famous Dean scream while addressing...
Ew! Is that where it's from?
Yes.
That's why I do it. I completely forgot until you said the Dean scream. Yes. And then I'm like, oh fuck, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He got torn apart for doing that. I kind of loved it. I was like, he was passionate about this. He was going, we're gonna go to Washington. Or wait, what did he say? He was like, and we're gonna go to Florida, and we're gonna go to Texas, and we're gonna go all the way to Washington, D.C.
I think it was because it was giving auctioneer. I was like, I can't
support this. Hey, I've seen enough. I'm not voting for you, and I couldn't.
Auctioneer is our president?
No.
I need you to talk slower. That's why I voted for Obama.
He couldn't be more clear.
And
enunciate. Slow.
Well, he's not slow. No, he's in his speech.
He definitely is a... What's it called?
Pace. He's slow paced.
Yes.
Likes a pause.
Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing on SNL and it was yow, 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 yow. He started doing a weird jig.
Hey.
And it was awesome.
It's fucking crazy to me that everyone gave her such shit about it when it's like, hey, that's just what performers do.
Yeah.
When you're asking them to do all of this stuff.
And dancing. Do you really want to hear somebody be like, on a Monday, and on a Tuesday, I'm hating. Like, let's be honest.
I think Taylor Swift made it a priority to make sure that she could sing live.
Yeah.
And do the choreo and not, you wouldn't be able to tell, which is fucking impressive really and impressive. Hard. You basically have to like run on the treadmill and sing. To make sure your breath control is on point.
Jesus fucking
and
Christ.
And as a singer, I mean, stop. It's not easy. I don't know if you guys know this, but in 2004, I was in the show choir. And I had a solo. It was Joyful, Joyful. If you don't know, go watch Sister Act 2. It is the thing that Lauryn Hill sang. That was my solo. I kind of mocked it off of her. And I had to work really hard on my breath control with all slower dances.
Love that. You're about to have your mind blown for this.
Okay.
Because as if we could, what else can we jam pack into 2004? Well, I'll tell you. In 2004, the New England Patriots played the Carolina Panthers at the Super Bowl, and Janet Jackson's boobie was exposed to the nation.
And do you know what? I didn't get to see it.
I didn't either. I literally looked away because my uncle said something to my mom and everybody laughed and I looked behind me and then someone was like, booby, booby on the television. And I turned back and it was gone.
I was at a church thing.
Oh,
I was at a church thing and we were playing. It was during halftime. They turned it off because they're like, that's not secular. We cannot watch Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson.
No,
we can't watch Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Not her brother.
Do whatever they're about to do on that stage.
Yeah.
So we're going to turn it off and we're going to have activities before we turn back on the Super Bowl. And we were playing flag football.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so flag football, all they got to do is rip the flag off. But if they don't get the flag off, then they don't win. So what we're going to do is we're going to fucking tuck these things as far in our pockets as we can.
Okay.
And when I tell you, I was trying to cross the, what's that, goal line? Okay. Mm-hmm. While I'm holding the ball, two people at the same time grab my flags, lift me off the ground. I'm running
in the air. That's fucking wild.
And then they disqualified us.
That reminds
us.
Me of like Scooby-Doo.
That's 100% what happened. And I got disqualified. And I was like, what do you mean?
Just because like you're cheating with your fucking shit.
How is it
stuffed
cheating?
In your pants.
How is it cheating? I just stuffed them into my pockets like you told us to do. And just because my pants are so fucking tight that they won't come back out, that doesn't feel like my problem. That feels like I figured out how to win the game.
Yep.
I found a loophole.
I'm smart.
Give me the trophy. And they did not.
I do love at the end of this, it says Justin Timberlake would go on to throw her under the bus.
And he did.
And he did. And let me tell you something. It wasn't until I was in college when my sociology professor had us watch the entire thing and basically like had an entire discussion about how for the whole, I would say 5-10 minutes that they were performing, they were basically pantomiming sex with each other.
Yes.
Like full on groping, touching, moving, gyrations happening.
I say, yep, like I was watching. I was playing flag football.
Well, he had us watch it, slowed it down to show how much they were basically bumping and grinding the entire time.
Yep.
Basically sex.
Gonna have a nick by the end of this song.
In the song, sex. Okay. But her fucking boobie comes out and you can't even see nipple. By the way, she has like a tassel over it.
There's
There's like a star. It looks like one of those star band-aids people put on their faces.
Oh, very Lil' Kim.
Over her nipple. Yes. So like, why? They freaked out over, I don't know, because I'm assuming it was bandaged down because it was all taped in. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, part of me feels
like. But
that's
why people thought that they did it on purpose.
Well, didn't they?
I don't think she knew because you can see her reaction is like, oh, my fuck. Like very, ah. But his is like, oh, no. You know, you got to watch it.
I do need to watch it.
But basically what he was saying was like how we as a society will freak out over a woman's breast being exposed for 0.5 seconds but not everything else that has
leading
to do with
to
sex
it. Yeah.
Because it had to do with a man and it was like the greatest college discussion I think I've ever been a part of.
Well,
I mean,
that goes back to the fucking naked attraction that I was talking about is how I was so like
desensitized to I think that's
initially
just,
I was shocked and like oh my god that but then the more I watched I was like this is not a big deal, a body is a body.
Yeah. It's why do you think now we have grown men who are like flabbergasted when a woman is breastfeeding, even if she's fully covered up? It's like, oh, relax. What do you
imagine? That's the Super Bowl halftime show is just a bunch
breast
of women breastfeeding.
Obviously, I vote for that. I love that a lot. In 2004, Beyonce won 5 Grammys for her iconic
I know
debut
exactly what the picture is.
Solo album, Dangerously in Love. That fucking album was iconic.
The way I would watch that video in slow motion or picture
with
it in slow motion. I was thinking the white tank top.
Was that the one when they were what's
Crazy in Love?
Yeah, that's the one. But she also in the beginning, that's when she goes, and her butt goes up and down. She's on the wall.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then she turns around and she blows a bubble.
Yes, yes, yes. She's got the really low rise pants on.
Yes, yes. But that's at the end.
I'm
got
thinking,
me looking so crazy.
I'm thinking white tank top, short shorts. You're thinking orange crop top, low rise.
You're damn right I
like
am.
Like wind pants.
You're damn right
hat.
I am. Yes, with the hat.
Don't I know it?
You know why I love that so much? And I don't know if the younger generation knows about this or if we could even explain how incredible it was, but you knew music based on the radio or watching MTV.
Yep.
So MTV music videos. So if you knew a song, you knew what the music was. To this day, I could, like, if my memory could project onto the wall, I could show you an entire music video of any of those songs I listed.
Yes.
Because of how often I would listen to the MTV, like, have it on in the background just while they played the music videos. And they would do, like, a music video countdown.
Can I tell you, I was not allowed to watch MTV. So if I was going to watch MTV, it had to be like I would have Nickelodeon or Disney on, and then I would do
Quick over.
What's that button?
Back.
The last button. And so I would do 33, which was MTV,
yeah.
and then I would watch it until I heard my mom coming, and then I would switch it really fast, like I've been watching. Of course I've been watching The Fairly Odd Parents.
Right.
I wasn't watching.
Well, do you remember they had a behind the music video? So where they were making the music video, and I watched them make Toxic, the music video. So iconic.
Crazy in love.
And there was another one that I saw.
Crazy, I remember them doing with Britney Spears,
too. Yes. So they would show you, like, full... basically it being made and like, oh my God, it changed the way that I watched all of those music videos. And to this day, my sister, I think it was the year that I had Sawyer. So 2021 at Christmas in my dad's basement, it was just us because it was still like pandemic-y times. And he put on his big screen TV, like music videos, so we could listen to it while we were all drinking in the basement. And I was doing full choreography to that song. And the other one was, what'd she do? Sean Paul?
Jeanna Paul,
but it's Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, stay on my mind.
And she's like on a fucking cow at one point in a barn.
Slow mo hair flip.
It's so good. She does the dance with the sand. You gotta watch those music videos. They're so good.
That reminds me of Sawyer's second birthday when it was like me and all the guys, and we were just watching music videos like from the 2000s on the One TV.
Good. Yeah. I wish they would make music videos like that again, because people just don't watch them the same way that they would watch. I mean, everybody would know what the music video looked like.
Like the countdown you were talking about, there was TRL. And so people like voted. And so you got
to see. And then they would like talk about the music video then sometimes with the artist who would come on. Oh, it was just so good.
It was such a time. Yeah.
It really
but
was.
I do know that I watched VH1.
Yeah.
So like there was a real cognitive dissonance thing happening where I was like, so I'm allowed to watch VH1, but I'm not allowed to watch MTV.
Because VH1 is the one that had like Flavor of Love and shit.
But I'm also allowed to watch Passions and Days of Our Lives, where people are fucking and being shot and then being taken into a cave, Stefano. Don't let her out, kind of thing.
I didn't want to throw your parents under the bus right just now, but when you said you weren't allowed to watch MTV, I was like, I literally came over to your house and you were like, I'm watching my soaps. And I was like, you're a child. What the fuck do you mean? But you can't watch an ass bounce? That's what I'm talking about, how our society is fucking weird, okay?
Yep.
The fact that they're like, I don't want you to see that because her belly is exposed, but you can watch this woman sleep with her brother's dead cousin. Whatever the fuck it was.
Well, and that's,
who isn't actually dead.
That's why whenever... I remember it was my mom's soaps, but like it would be on. And so when I was younger, it was almost like, well, I'm not watching it. My mom's watching it. But like, I am also consuming it.
Yeah.
Same with SVU.
That's how I was with Baywatch with my mom. The way that my mom said she didn't realize we were watching Baywatch with her while she was watching it until she took us to the beach. I mean, Taylor were slow motion running. And she was like, oh my God, stop.
Oh no.
And then we were like, one, two, three, practicing CPR on each other. And she was like, stop, girls, quit it.
It was like a running joke that Randy knew when her nap time was, when Days of Our Lives was over. When, like, As the World Turns came on, she'd be like, all right, I'm gonna head to sleep, pick up her binky, and then just head out. I gotta watch my stories. I gotta finish my soap first. I gotta figure out what's gonna happen here.
So unhinged. Gwen Stefani also went solo that year and released her first album, Love Angel Music Baby.
Little problematic.
Looking back.
Little bit.
Gwen, what are we thinking? But there were some bangers on there.
There were.
If I was a rich girl.
Maybe some appropriation.
Definitely, probably, yes.
But it wasn't necessarily appropriate.
Yeah, I would say. I would definitely say that.
Didn't age well.
No, it didn't. Friends finale also aired. The Friends final episode aired that year, and it is the most watched show of the entire 2000s still. The series finale was watched by 52.5 million people.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking long. That's like Super Bowl.
You fucking talk about the residuals for that team.
No shit. No shit. Okay. Lost also premiered on ABC.
I really wanted to care about that show.
So did I. And do you know that Corey tried to get me into it to watch it? And that's actually where we came up with the name Sawyer for our daughter. Because that was one of the first shows we watched together.
That's cute.
And Sawyer, I think, is a bad guy on that. Don't tell it. Well, you can tell me if it's different because we gave up after like, see, he doesn't understand that I'm the type of person that if I don't know what's going on, I'm asking 500 questions.
Yes.
And he was like, I can't watch this with you because I don't know that you'll ever get these resolved. I was like, I can't do that with this show.
Same.
Every episode I was like, what the fuck is going on?
100%. That's how I felt.
I don't understand. And none of my questions are getting answered. And I just have more questions.
Yep.
So we gave up pretty early, but I did like the name Sawyer, and I remembered him saying he loved it. And then mm-hmm. when I got pregnant, I was like, remember when that we liked that name? So there we go. The Swan aired on Fox, and even for the time, was considered a pretty awful reality show. Do you remember The Swan?
No.
It was fucked up. In case you forgot, the episode of the show, or the premise of the show, was that in each episode, they would take two unattractive women, put them on a diet and workout routine, and give them a bunch of plastic surgery along with therapy. And at the end of the episode, they would select one of the women to move along to the Swan pageant, where they would compete against other swans from other episodes in one giant Swan pageant.
No fucking wonder we all
that's
have
why,
body dysmorphia.
That's why
holy
I
shit.
Wanted to add it in here just again for the people who were maybe too young to be. This was when we were in eighth grade, and I remember watching that show religiously. I don't know why. I think it came on after another show that I watched, so I would just watch
like
an episode of it.
I feel like I don't remember it being called
The Swan.
They
would do like a reveal in the mirror, and these women were like,
yes,
I'm beautiful finally. Which now that if you've had plastic surgery, the amount that they would have to go like healing for to do that, and
100%.
Like not actually know what they were signing into doing and it's just, and it's not what they wanted necessarily, it's what was deemed attractive
yeah,
for
what
them
someone else said would make them better.
Yeah. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, if you want to look into it, I don't recommend it, but just know that if you do, that might explain maybe why some millennials or older generations, or even young Gen Z. I don't know how
widespread this goes.
Well, I was young watching it, and I feel like I'm like a middle millennial. So I don't know
millennial.
Millennial. I don't know how long that show ran its course for, because I think after a while I was like, I don't feel like I want to watch this anymore. Yeah. But I mean, I don't think that it was around for very long.
It's along the same lines as, I mean, it's not as maybe intense internally, but like America's Next Top Model was very
holy fuck. If you watch, even I don't know what it's like now, but the early episodes, the women they were calling fat on that show, which like there's nothing, honestly, nothing wrong with, well, with the way that they called it.
Yes, it was.
And it was very pointed, like you need to eat less because mm-hmm. we tried to take your picture and we had to edit your tummy out, which by the way was just like their uterus.
Yep.
When in the pictures, I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Right.
That's what mine looks like all the time.
Yeah, I remember when there was like the first quote unquote plus size winner, and like the idea.
It was a normal body?
Yes. Yes. And like, again, not that there's anything wrong with fat or plus size, but when it's
however,
being
it
used,
was presented to us in a way
that
was
is less
this
than.
This is not normal.
Like, you're not a normal model because yeah. you're a plus size model. But even like the plus size for someone who identifies as plus size would look at that and be like, oh my gosh, then what am I kind
yes.
of thing. And so it's just, it's meant to like plant these seeds
yep.
of insecurity.
Yes.
And it was just,
and
it
you're
was
lesser
wild.
Than. Yeah.
There's a lot of photographers online on YouTube who will rewatch those shows
mm-hmm.
and talk about it from a standpoint of like, as a professional being like, this is not how you would treat a client. This is not how you would treat someone in front of your lens. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is so inappropriate.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, okay, again, if this is being on TV, put on TV, and like CoverGirl is like backing this because mm-hmm. they're going to offer prize money and a contract at the end. Why would I think that there's anything wrong with it?
Yeah.
Why would I think this is weird?
The way the industry is.
This is what society deems normal. Yeah. I'm 13 years old and I'm consuming this.
Yeah. Ugh. At the Oscars that year, Charlize Theron won Best Actress for Monster. Sean Penn won Best Actor for Mystic River. Renee Zellweger, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
So, won Best Supporting Actress for Cold Mountain. Wasn't she in that with Heath Ledger?
That's Brokeback Mountain.
Who the fuck? Hold on. She's in Cold Mountain with somebody that's like...
Wait, am I thinking of... Was Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, he was. Yes.
With
Renee Zellweger, I thought.
No.
His baby mom.
Josh.
Michelle.
Michelle Williams?
Yes, she was in that.
Was in Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, because that was his woman, his wife.
Who was the other guy? Is it the guy that stole Taylor Swift?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, it was Taylor Swift's red scarf guy.
That's what it is? For real? Okay.
I think.
Cold Mountain. Who the fuck am I thinking? Jude Law.
Okay.
This is why he was sexiest man.
You were thinking Brokeback Mountain.
I was thinking Brokeback Mountain.
I was like, okay, one of us is going to be stupid. To be honest, me.
Okay. Renee Zellweger does kind of, I feel like,
gives
look
the
like
energy.
Michelle
Williams.
And
yeah.
That's maybe who I was thinking of.
Anytime I say Michelle Williams, I think of Venus and Serena.
Well,
so I'm like,
Michelle
okay,
Williams
the tennis player.
Was also like the third...
Destiny's Child.
That's it.
Is it Michelle Williams?
Yes. Yeah.
After all of the darkness and sadness.
She was great on Masked Singer. I won't tell you who she is if you ever watch that, but she was fucking great. Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Adapted Screenplay at the Oscars that year went to Peter Jackson for The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Oh, that's my favorite Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was a good. That was a good one.
That's the last one.
And also that year, Napoleon Dynamite was released, and everyone was quoting it.
That
we also got
was my favorite movie.
Vote for Pedro shirts.
I had that shirt.
Yep, I know you did.
I had that shirt. My dad and I watched that movie all the time, and all the time my dad would come up to me and be like, throw the steak over those mountains.
Do you know what also happened in 2004?
What?
Britney Spears married Kevin Federline. Yeah.
In the same dress that she... wore to her divorce hearing.
Yes. And that year, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck called off their engagement.
Wow.
Because they're married now, mm-hmm. are they not?
Yep.
What a cyclical cycle of sickles.
He's sickle, cycle, sickler.
You know who else broke up that year? Barbie and Ken. And she dated Blaine, who was an Australian surfer for a while. After 43 years together, Barbie and Ken.
Wow.
She needed to find herself, and she did. Yeah. Also released that year. You want to talk about iconic movies? The Notebook was released that year. And not only The Notebook, because what's her fucking face in that movie? Rachel McAdams had a banger year, because you know
mean
what
girls.
Else was released? Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Fucking, I remember 2004 being like, that's the same actress. What?
Yes.
That couldn't be more different characters.
Yes.
And she played them both. So incredibly
brilliantly
well, that I was like, this is, you just made me believe in acting. Mm-hmm. I didn't before, but the fact that you could do both of those things and they get released the same year,
the fact that she
incredible.
Is the same person who did that monologue before she got hit by a bus.
Oh, it's so good.
And then turned around.
Yes.
And shows up and is the same person who fucking Ryan Gosling's like, I wrote you every day. You wrote me.
Do you remember?
Still
wasn't
over.
Do you remember?
In the rain, on the wall.
When they won Best Kiss?
Listen.
At the award
show?
I think
about that all the time. He like jumps up and down, shakes it out.
Come
the
here.
Finger?
And then he like puts his hands in her hair.
She walks and then gives a little jog, lifts her up, grabs her ass. She, of course, has to pull her shirt.
Oh, yeah, because she's
Listen,
wearing like
it lives rent free up here.
Yeah. I think about it all the time. And then he doesn't even, when they go to say thank you, he carries her the whole time.
Yep.
Never sets her down.
Yep.
He's carrying her. One hand, palming her ass like a basketball.
Listen, if he's not carrying Eva Mendes every day.
He better be.
He better be. She better never touch the ground again. That's what I know.
That's what I know. That's my Ken.
Yeah.
I fucking swear to God. He, I love that man. I don't like blonde men, but I do.
He was like a dirt. Well, the beard.
I like the dirty blondes.
I like a dirty blonde who will build me a house and cry in the rain.
Mm.
I want you to be angrily writing me love letters.
That's what I know. Well, that's all I have. That's all on the list. I cannot fathom what more they would have filled in that year.
Yeah. Honestly, that's a lot.
It was so much.
And I am
such
feeling
such huge pop culture moments that I feel like defined us as people. Truly. All in one year.
Tell you what, I'm pretty sure that's the year that I went to therapy the first time and decided never again.
Hell yeah. I think so. Me too.
It almost took 20 years for me to recover from that experience as well.
Nice.
How the world.
I don't think I could handle more, honestly.
No, I don't know.
And I don't ever want to again.
And I don't. Give me less. And that's what I know. Give me less than 2004.
Give me less. Give me less.
Give me so much less.
Hey, and if you want more of us,
yeah,
you can find it on social media at Ladies and Tangents, or you can go to patreon.com/ladiesandtangents, or you can just go to our website, ladiesandtangents.com, where you can get tickets to our live show that is happening probably in a city nearest you. And if not, those people better show up so we can come to you.
That's so true. And also, if you want to, leave us your favorite 2000 moment,
yeah,
2004 moment or song in the comments below.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. I want to hear what got you through
it. Or just something that happened to you that year.
Were you born? Something iconic. Jerry was watching soap operas and I was shaking my ass on a wall, blowing bubble gum.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce.
As we all should have been.
Yeah.
All right, go watch The Passion of the Christ, everybody. We love you so much.
In Fahrenheit 9/11. All right.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.